Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it like this. Take the limits off.
Stressful,
breakful,
breakful,
release me.
around. Y'all might as well get ready.
Hey, no limit.
This is the hottest radio show in the land. I'm 42 minutes off. It's on the air. That's right. We are on the air, and we are broadcasting.
No limit. No boundaries. No
boundaries. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We are broadcasting live. I said it live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, from the birthplace of gospel music, y'all. It's Valentine's Day 2020. Man, we gonna get it, man. Y'all ready?
No limit!
In the studio, yes, right, that's right. I'm in here again at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the home of the CCLO Radio and Media Group Studio. It is Taking Limits Off Radio Show. And as always, I am here. And man, if you did not know, let me tell you the rundown on how it's going down. If you're already listening on the line, all you got to do is push one. That'll get you to either watch this sketchy artist to my producer. I got the best producer in the land. It's the one, the only Mr. Tommy Melton. Or that was the our newest intern, the one, the only Lady Michelle, will be handling all of those items for you as well. Excited about that. If you are listening via Blog Talk Radio, this is our area code 323-870-4375. That's the call in number 323-870-4375 is the call in number. One more time for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is your call in number. If you want to email the show, you can email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net is the email address. One more time, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. If you want to tweet the show, you can tweet the show at CCLO Radio. That's right, you can tweet the show at CCLO Radio. That's T1L10. CCLO Radio is where you can find us there. T1L10. CCLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on the gram, that's right. If you want to follow us on the gram, you can find us on Instagram. Same thing, TTLO Radio on the gram. Two T's, one L, one O. TTLO Radio is where you can find us again on the gram. I'm late seeing this post. Hey, Tanya, I'm trying to start a watch party, but I go on my page and I see a post from my associate producer, Jason Melton, talking about he got another. You need to go look on your son. I just did that. Anyway, but you can find us on Instagram, TTLO Radio. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLORadio, facebook.com/TTLORadio is where you can find us there. Again, facebook.com/TTLORadio is where you can find us there. Also, the live stream should be, yeah, it is. The live stream is up and running. You can find us there, facebook.com/TTLORadio, facebook.com/TTLORadio is where you can find us there. Did you see it there? I'm hoping you did. Oh, you are? Okay, I think you knew already, but yeah, I did. Facebook.com/TTLORadio is where you can find us there. And don't forget, we are an iHeartRadio partner, so you can always find us. If you have not already done so, download the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, that's right. Download the iHeartRadio app. Real simple, man. And do this. Once you download the iHeartRadio app, not only did you get the TTLO Radio show, that's right, the flagship show, the one that started it all, you can get that one. That's every Monday. Soon to be back on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. But also on Tuesdays, man, you get Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Man, look, the last 3 weeks, because she's been doing this whole thing dealing with love and emotions and all this stuff, man. And the first 2 weeks was a little rough. But last week, Tuesday, this past week, Tuesday, she dealt with love languages. So that was part one. She's doing part two next Tuesday. It was interesting, man. It was very, very interesting. So if you have not checked it out, tune in next Tuesday, 6 p.m., right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios for Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Man, and then if that don't get you, if you got business issues, if you're trying to make some money, if you're trying to help somebody make, if you're trying to build something, you're trying to build a brand, start a brand, then Grindology is the show for you. Grindology with Lissette Herndon every Thursday night at 7 p.m. right here at the TTLO Media Group Studios. You can catch it every Thursday. Now, I promise you, y'all, everything that's done here is going to help somebody. So not only are we blessing your spirit, but we're blessing your mind, your body, and your soul all at the same time. Huh? Y'all look at your neighbor and say, same time. I promise you, it will set you right, and you won't be disappointed. So feel free to check any of those shows out. And don't forget, you can also find us on iTunes. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us anywhere. That's right. Let me say it again. Say it for the people that's listening. You can find us anywhere. You can download a podcast. And, yeah, man, so just y'all go ahead and check it out. But, man, those shows have been amazing. And then also, let me go ahead and make sure I put it out there, at around 7:15, 7:30 on Tuesdays, you can also catch Kitchen Chronicles with my brother, Pastor Harold D. Washington from the Faith Works and Vision Church. Pastor Harold be in the kitchen cooking, man. I'm so excited. He is a wonderful addition to the TTLO Media Group family. He has been, man, and I'll just say it like this: consistency matters. Amen. I'm gonna leave it at that. Consistency matters. But he does a great show, man. He motivates you. He watch this. The brother cooks. But the brother cooks. He does all those things, man. All on Kitchen Chronicles. So you gotta check it out, huh? All right, y'all gotta check it out. Anyway, in the meantime, so we got a great show for you today. How do you listen to a sermon? That's gonna be our topic, man, a little bit later on today. And then don't forget, it is Valentine's Day. So I know a lot of folk already out, and y'all are out, and if y'all already been out, some folk, I know it's busy out already, because folk is out in these here streets. They are everywhere, because it's Valentine's Day weekend. It's also NBA All-Star weekend, so all of the best NBA players in the world have descended on our great city. And as one of the posts on Facebook said, hey, y'all, company coming. Do not embarrass us. Chicago, do not embarrass us. And I am all for it. I am in total agreement. Do not embarrass us when we got company in the house this week, Chicago. Amen. So, look, I wanted to do this. I wanted to ask the fellas, and so, ladies, ladies. If your boo is around, if your man is around, your baby daddy, second, third, fourth, fifth husband, whichever one, whoever it is, I want to ask this question. What was your most embarrassing Valentine's Day? Or ladies, y'all can jump in too, but I was hoping that the fellas, and I know I get limited fellas on the show, they do pop in, but what was your most embarrassing Valentine's Day? I mean, you can go all the way back to when you was a kid or whenever, but what was your most embarrassing Valentine's Day? Is there a moment somewhere where it was a fail? It was a Valentine's Day fail. Like it just didn't. You had stuff planned and it didn't work out, or you asked somebody to be your Valentine and that didn't work out. What was your a Valentine's Day memory? And we're not trying to like make fun of nobody. We're just trying to have some fun tonight. But what is a Valentine's Day memory that you would love to share with us? You can share with us, of course, in either of the social media streams, but you can also call in. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Looking forward to hearing and seeing what those are going to be. So let me do this. If you want to wish Happy Valentine's Day to anybody, I think we'd be able to take those calls if y'all want to do that and wish some people call in and let them know. Remember in the newspaper, I'm gonna see if y'all remember this. Remember back in the day, in the newspaper, you could put a Valentine's Day ad in like the Sun Times and the Tribune. Do anybody remember that? Or am I too old? Don't nobody remember that? I'm so serious. Back like in the 80s. And I probably should have been doing it before that. But in the 80s, and I remember in the 80s and in the 90s, you could literally buy, and literally you could get they sell the ads, like you get 2-3 lines, you could get like a paragraph, you could get and they did them cheap, strictly for Valentine's Day. But you could buy an ad in the Sun Times for Valentine's Day. Did y'all remember that? Angela Johnson says, when I sent the note to little Albert King at my grandma's school and he pushed me down, tore my boot tight on my mama's wrist and his mama. You know what? I'm done. Oh, God. That's pretty good. Did y'all, don't nobody remember putting the ads in the Sun Times, when the Sun Times used to do? Y'all know y'all, because y'all didn't probably read newspapers. But we didn't have social media. You couldn't put up wasn't no putting up a post in the 80s. You had to put it in the news, and literally you could go in there and say Happy Valentine's Day to who, to your boo, your baby, your whatever, and it would be in the newspaper. And it just that was our social media, right? That was our social media. So. Velda Bruna says she wants to wish her son in the watch party. She wants to wish her son and daughter a happy Valentine's Day. Hey, that's wonderful, Velda. Velda is my West Side connection over with 100 blocks, 100 churches, and the Good Neighbor campaign over there on the West Side in the Austin area. So look, we want to do this. We're gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna get me something to drink, and then when we come back, we're gonna throw out some Valentine's Day wishes. And we're going to do all those things and get all that stuff covered. Amen? Amen. Let me do this. I should have played. I need to have the two different types of shows. Because, if somebody else show with a fellow on Valentine's Day, I could have been playing the good music. I could have been, I could have played some Lufa, L-U-F-A, some Lufa, some Al Green, Love and Happiness. I could have played all of the good stuff. Some Marvin, huh? Some Johnny Gill. Not Ralph Tresvant. No. Yeah, right. We wasn't gonna play that. But would you consider Bobby Brown? I had some. He had a couple of ballots, right? One or two? No? No? Okay, all right. So then we're going to do that. And then I want to know, I asked y'all that one question. Then I also want to know, what's y'all Valentine's Day? What's your theme song? What's your Valentine's Day? Do you have a Valentine's Day theme song? Look, now, if y'all can hit me with some gospel music theme song, I need you to check your relationship. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to handle this, y'all, and we're going to keep the show going. Let me do this. This is going to be good. Let me get, it is Praise Break Friday. Yeah, ain't it? Yeah, it's Praise Break Friday. So let's do this. Oh, you know what? Come on, Nation. I ain't played this one in a minute. Got it, I'm praise for it. I ain't played this in a minute, y'all. We'll be right back, y'all. Get them ready. Get your Valentine's Day theme song ready. You won't know what they are.
Hey, let me tell you what to do when the devil starts bugging you. Just put him where he's meant to be, and that's underneath your feet. You gotta let the devil know God is in control. When he tries to show his face, lift your hands and say,
Barry White. Now, Velda, which Barry White song we talking? Y'all know that Barry White, did Barry White really sing or did he just talk? He just had a way of saying some stuff. Huh? Barry just had a way of saying of saying some stuff. And I just want to make sure we you know, with Barry White we talked about. Barry White had a couple of, he had some old ones and some new ones. You know, from it, on that last album, that Practice What You Preach. Actually, Barry White had some good joints back in the day. That what's that song? Old School. That Ecstasy. I guess I can't sing that. Oh God. Barry had them joints. Barry played no games, man. Barry played no games when it came down to them songs. Barry knew how to do it with his silk handkerchief all the time. He always had a silk handkerchief. Always had a silk handkerchief. Barry White. Anybody else? Angela says Anita Baker. Really? I don't know if I want to hear Anita. Hey, Tiny, ain't that your girl, Anita? Oh God! No, I like Anita Baker though. I like Anita Baker. I saw Anita Baker in concert. Anita is cool. I've seen Anita twice. I've seen Anita twice in concert. But yeah, Anita is cold. But Anita has some good stuff. That Sweet Love song was a joint. Sweet Love was a good joint. Anita Baker. Who else we got? Let's see. Her hair was always like everybody and their mama. I remember everybody went to that, tried to get that Anita Baker haircut. Everybody tried to get that Anita Baker haircut. I remember everybody and their mama. Oh, The First, Last, My Everything. I love that song too. That was my reception song. No, it was. That was my first dance song in my second wedding. Hey, think about that for a minute. Yeah, it was. Cause that was my joint. That dun 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 dun. I know. It's like, what's wrong with y'all pray for it. But yeah, that First, Last, Everything, that's a good one. Kim will take you in. I all the Kim songs sound alike. Is it me? Or do all the Kim songs sound alike? No? Is it just me? Is it just me? No? All Kim music don't sound alike? I think all the Kim, and then he used the track for one of Bobby Brown's joints on the one that made him popular. He used the track for that. So what else y'all got, man? Come on. So I've seen Anita Baker. I've seen Barry White. Anybody else? Who's your go to artist? But I know Sister Nancy. Upstairs, if Nancy was around, Nancy would say, Isaac Hayes. Oh, my light just went great. My light, what's going on with these lights? She would say, Brother Isaac. She loved her some Brother Isaac. These lights is doing everything right now. I'm trying to fix this. But she loved her some Bruh Isaac. Oh, there we go. Let me do one more of them. That looks like they got a little light. Okay. So yeah, man, I'm curious to know what's the more y'all songs are. And again, if you want to wish anybody happy Valentine's Day, you can go ahead and put that in the post, or you can give us a call 323-870-4375, or you can call. You can email the show And we'll try to read those things on the air for you. Take a minute off at Comcast.net, or you can tweet it at TTLORadio.com. What's up, Pastor Bishop Robert L. Johnson? God bless you, sir. Bishop, Pastor, Cardinal, Archbishop, Pope, Robert L. Johnson. How are you, sir? So let me do this. Let me throw out happy Valentine's Day. Thank you. Somebody sent me one already. What was that? To God be the glory, Pitt, over there at the Faith Works and Vision Church. God bless you. Thank you for my Valentine. I got some Valentine's Day cards. I left them at the school too. Some little Valentine's Day notes from some of the kindergartens. Man. You know, you don't need to be thinking about that kind of stuff. And they, well, you know, what's the name of the thing? Because we don't do Valentine's Day at the school. It's crew cares day. Crew cares day. See, my mind kicked in right before you cycled it. We do crew cares day, right? We do crew cares day. Crew cares day. So they wrote these little crew cares cards out, and you know, and my handwriting is just like this. My handwriting looks just like this. It looks just like this. So look, let me go down the list and let me just go up here. Fellas, I'm not wishing y'all no happy Valentine's Day. You know, whatever. I still want to know what happened to Valentine's Day being, when did the men get excluded from Valentine's Day? It used to be my Valentine, be my Valentine. And then when they created Sweetest Day, we got kicked off Valentine's Day. When did that happen? Because all through school, Valentine's Day was for the boys and the girls. And at some point, when Sweetest Day was created, or when we found out what it was, we got relegated to October. And then the women took over Valentine's Day. Anyway, let me go down the list. Let me see how far I can go back up. Okay. Ooh, excuse me. Ashley Chantel Goff. Hello, Ashley. Happy Valentine's Day. Let's see. Who else do we have? Elect Lady Debris, God bless you. Happy Valentine's Day. Angela Johnson, happy Valentine's Day. Malia Stewart, happy Valentine's Day. Let's see. Harriet Burnett, Angela Allen Johnson, happy Valentine's Day to you both. Velda Bruna, I already got you. Happy Valentine's Day. Bessie Nichols. Happy Valentine's Day. Let's see. Lakeisa? I hope I'm saying that right. If you say Lakeisa, I'm going to be done. But Lakeisa Finpin, happy Valentine's Day. Odessa Murphy, happy Valentine's Day. Let's see. Always and forever. Come on, Angela. Now, that always and forever. I used to put that on the cassette tape. What's the name? Who did that song? That Heat Wave? No. Yeah. Wait. Who did the Always and Forever song? Wasn't that Heat Wave? Y'all should have saw the intern. Just gave me a look like, I am not that old. Don't ask me nothing. Is it Heat Wave? No. Somebody tell me who did the Always and Forever song. I think it was, though. For some reason, I want to say Heat Wave. I don't know why I'm calling it Heat Wave. I probably got the name wrong. I know somebody did a remake, and they could have kept that. But I think it was, it's not Heat Wave. Luther. No! The original. Always and Forever. Luther redid it. I know Luther redid it. Heat Wave did the original one. Right. Yeah, that. Always and Forever. Because they were from London. They were like originally from like London, England. Right? So you got it right, man. You got it, man. That's a good one there, Always and Forever. Because that note at the end. That note at the end, everybody thought they could hit that note. Everybody thought they could hit that note at the end. Let's see. Who else we got? Frankie Beverly May, see, I'm just, no, I can't. Frankie Beverly just didn't, no. No, Frankie Beverly just didn't do nothing. Robert Johnson said, yeah, he waited. I knew Rob, no. Come on, Rob, help me out. Let's see. Yeah, that was a joint, though. Let's see. Again, 323-870-4375 is the calling number, 323-870-4375. They also took over our Sweetest Day as well. Right, because used to be, you know, it was like, I don't know, you know, you always gave, you know, you gave the girls some flowers and some candy, and then the candy stuff played out, and then, then it was the flowers. But I don't remember what the guys got. Did we ever actually get anything on Valentine's Day? No, don't nobody remember. Fellas, help me out. What's up, Cedric Ford? Did we ever get anything on? Rob, slow down, man. I won't know what's going to be going on over there. He said LTD, the love battle. Woo-hoo, I forgot about that one. Look here, Jeffrey Osborne was trying to. What year did the love battle come out? Well, you can ask my mom which song my daddy used to trick up. I need to find out. Somebody look up in the LTD. When did the Love Valley come out? What's the hook for the Love Valley? What's the part? I'm trying to think of. My God, I forgot about the Love Valley. Huh? Come on now. And you know what's crazy? These songs are timeless. And I know I'm finna sound old. Ain't nobody trying to listen to none of this new stuff and talk about it. Look, ain't nobody trying to pitch no woo with this new stuff. I'm pitching woo. Oh, God. Michelle, did you look up? Oh, God. When the love, the LTD, the Love Valley came out. I need to know when the song came out. What we have is much, right. What we have is right. Well, I can't get the rhythm out. What we have is much more than they can see. Yeah, that's it. That's it, Rob. That's it. That's it. Oh, that's good. Hey, Sally Hogan, what's going on? Sally, look here, y'all. Look here. I love it with Sally Hogan. Sally Hogan is all of 94 years young, and she's in the watch party over here on in the Facebook, huh? Show there. Let's see who else. Let me just go down the line. Oh, I'm already gonna probably get in trouble. Let's wait a minute. She's over there giggling too. Okay, Angela, I'm at. Yeah, cause see. You know, all right, okay now. You know. Sarah was almost 70 when she got knocked up. Oh God! I forgot to Miss Michelle, our newest intern. Happy Valentine's Day, and Latanya Melton. Happy Valentine's Day. I didn't even wish my mama. Good Lord. My mama Cheryl Denise Mary Irene King, her whole government name. Cheryl Denise Mary Irene, that's her government and her Catholic confirmed all that name. God bless you and happy Valentine's Day. Let's see who's up in here. Carmen Miles just joined us. Happy Valentine's Day. Let me go back to the watch party. Sonya D. Taylor, happy Valentine's Day. I think I got everybody. Oh, Rochelle Foster Collier, happy Valentine's Day. And Loretta Lush, happy Valentine's Day. Y'all come on in, man. Come on in. Look here. To God be the glory, Pitt said, oh, she's sending out birthday wishes to, okay, to Lenny Battle. Lenny Battle. Ain't that your boo, ain't it? Didn't I meet him at the church? Right. Lenny Battle. Pastor Darius Brooks is on. I should have had him on. Pastor Darius Brooks. What's your go-to love song? for you and Lady Brooke, what's your go-to song? What's your go-to song? You know what song I like? I just thought about it too, because y'all was talking about Barry White earlier. Y'all remember Barry White and Quincy Jones and them when they made that, what was the name of that song with James Ingram? Huh? Yeah. Secret Garden. That Secret Garden. Have y'all listened to the words of that old Secret Garden? That Secret Garden is a monster. Huh? And James Ingram just busted out. I couldn't wait for that. You know, Elder Boss and our late co-host Sharisa Gregory loved talking to Elder Boss. Hey! That Elder Boss, that I like it. So can I tell y'all, can I share a Valentine's story? Can I share y'all an embarrassing Valentine's story? Because I asked y'all to give me a Valentine's Day fail. I'm going to share one with y'all, right? So I was in eighth grade. And at St. John Lutheran in Forest Park. Eighth grade, St. John Lutheran in Forest Park. Right there on Circle. I think they changed the name of it. Is St. John still open? But I know it's right there on Circle Avenue in Forest Park. So I went there my eighth grade year because I had to leave the Catholic school I was at, Our Lady of Lourdes, because my mama didn't go to family mass, and they put me out because she didn't go to family mass because all the parents had to attend family mass. It was one mass a month, but my mama was an usher over at the kingdom, and the ushers couldn't be missing no church. You know, this ain't like the day where you can just take off. You know, church was a job. It's a job now too. But you know, you didn't take off no days. If you was an usher, you was expected to be on dough. So my mama, the only family mass my mother came to was the one that my class hosted. Other than that, she wasn't coming. So they waited till the end of my seventh grade year to tell my mom I couldn't come back. So I had to find a new school for eighth grade. Anyway, my auntie Monique, who's younger than me, was going to St. John Lutheran in Forest Park. So I ended up going there for my eighth grade year. So there was this girl, y'all ready for this? There was this girl named Athena, not Aquafina. Her name was Athena Lockhart. And I had the biggest crush on Athena Lockhart, right? So when my mama would go to work, my mom would always get up and go to work at about 5:30, right? She was always going to work at 5:30. So I was trying to figure out how I was going to make this tape, because that's what we did back in the day. You know, that was that. You know, I've always been the music guy. You know, like recording stuff and all that. I was, if you need the tape made, I could make you a tape. Right? I was good for making. And I had, and anybody was an expert at recording music off the radio. Well, see, y'all don't know that. People are like, what are you talking about? You know, you could record music off the radio. You literally could make a whole playlist. Because you didn't have no money to be buying the whole thing. Music was expensive. So you know, so we would record songs, and you would just hope that the DJ, the person that was hosting the show, wouldn't talk over the song so you could get the whole song. But anyway, I called in to, now I don't know if it was B103. It might have been WBOE. I don't know who it was. But I called in and requested the I Like It song by the Debarge. And I played the song. I recorded it, right? And then I called myself trying to sing with the recording into the tape recorder. So I'm playing the music and trying to sing in the tape recorder. So I did it like about seven times because I was trying to get it right. I've been messing with music and sound for forever. I was trying to get it right. So I got the tape like right. So now I was trying to figure out, how do I give her this tape? How do I give her this tape? So I got the tape and I put it in an envelope, right? And And then y'all know I can't write, right? Y'all do know that. Y'all know that I can't write. Yeah, my handwriting is quite. In the words of Charles Barkley, it's terrible. It's just terrible. So I wrote. Look, hey, I wrote with my bestest handwriting. I mean, look. Can y'all see my hand? Look, let me show y'all. Wait. I was going slow like this. I was trying to make the letter so perfect on the letter, right? And so it was a whole "Will you be my Valentine?" checkbox type situation. And then I wrapped it. I took the letter and wrapped it around the tape and put it in the envelope. Y'all don't hit me. Wait. I put the tape in the envelope. So then I went over there. So my auntie Monique was like, me and Monique used to be tight back in the day. My auntie was supposed to be my role dog, right? She was supposed to be helping me out, but she knew I, because her and Athena was free. So she was supposed to be trying to help me out. So Monique was like, Dana, did you make the tape? Did you make the tape? I was like, yeah, I got it. I said, but I need to give it to her at a certain time. So what happened, so mind you, we used to all ride the school bus together, right? Oh, God. So I give her the tape. Mind you, she's in seventh grade. I'm in eighth grade. I give her the tape. And so I give her the tape that morning at about 9 o'clock when we switched classes. So she had Mr. Novak was the seventh grade teacher, lead teacher, and Mr. Broad was the eighth grade lead teacher, right? So when we switched classes, we walked through the hallway. And so that was the only time we was going to be in the hallway together until gym. So I said, I'm going to have to. So we walked in the hallway, right? And so I kind of had this little envelope and with this little goofy smile on my face. And y'all, yeah, and I'm trying to think what was in my, did I have my, this was in, yeah, and my carefree curl was fresh? Huh? Y'all don't hear me. The carefree curl. Look, my Auntie Joanne had just hooked me up the night before. So the carefree curl was fresh. Huh? I mean, it was, look, it wasn't dripping, but it was fresh. So I slid up, look, I went to the middle, and I had my little activator. I went to the bathroom and got two good sprays in just to make sure it was glistening, you know. And then I tried to pull down the little Michael Jackson in the front. I was serious about this thing. And so I slid her the tape. I slid her the tape. And she was like, oh, thank you. And so everybody was laughing, you know, so then, you know, kids, ooh, you know, whatever. So I'm good. So I'm feeling confident. I'm like, she don't think she won't be my girlfriend and all that and everything. So I'm thinking I would find out the next day because, you know, we ain't had no cassette players just laying around the school. So I just knew she was going to listen to this on her little Walkman or something when she got home and went to her room with a little stereo set or whatever, you know, on that little Barbie radio or something. You know, this is my thinking. But no. Glenn Jenkins. And I'm friends with Glenn Jenkins on Facebook right now. Glenn Jenkins is a barber in Maywood. Glenn Jenkins had a doggone Sony Walkman. And this Negro, that ain't what I want to call it. But this black African American, this black African American gonna let her use his headphones. But see, his headphones wasn't just, you know, the Walkman was just the Walkman, and you put the headphones in, and that's the only way you could listen. He had the one with the speaker on it and the headphone jack. Why did they play my song in the classroom with me singing and just cracking all of them wrong notes? And y'all know the good part on the I Like It song, right? You know that?
And I like it. And I like,
yeah, all that. I was hitting all them notes. You could hear, we were across the hall. You could hear the laughter from the other classroom. Because now Mr. Brown was like, who is that singing?
Oh, that's dang. Singing to a female. I was done. I was done, y'all. I was so done. I was left out, laid out flat. You could have came. I needed an usher. Somebody should have came and dragged me out the classroom. If I was light skinned, I would have been beet red. I'm talking beet red, like beets, blood. Oh, negative red. That's how red and embarrassed I was trying to get this girl my song that's my embarrassing Valentine's Day that's my embarrassing Valentine's Day story. It was, man. It was hilarious, though. I really did. And what was so funny was, so fast forward past all that, Monique has a, you know, you fast forward to graduation. So now it's 8 years. Monique is getting ready to graduate 89 from high school. And Monique her mom throws her a party. No, I think she even graduated. Yeah, mom threw some kind of party at the house, and I DJed the party. And lo and behold, she invites Athena. And that doggone, don't somebody who comes to the party say, "Hey, Dana, you remember when you did that song?" Party was over. I disconnected everything. I'm going home. Oh God. It was quite funny. So I had to share that with y'all. It was a good time. So that's my, y'all know I don't care. I share stuff. That's what I do. But it was a good time. And I hope y'all have some good. Y'all didn't share none of y'all. Well, Angela did. Thank you, Angela. But y'all didn't share none of y'all memories. None of y'all Facebook memories. Not Facebook memories. None of y'all Valentine's Day memories. If you know, good, bad, or whatever, or any of that stuff. So yeah, but it was good though. It was good. I all I could do was just think. All I could do was think. But again, it was a good time. Okay, y'all still giving me songs. Gerald LaVert, hey. Now, see, Gerald LaVert was, whoo, old Gerald, you know, now he get it honest from Daddy Eddie, because between Eddie LaVert and Gerald LaVert, man, look here, they do, look here, Eddie LaVert and Gerald LaVert would just go in, huh? Now, so y'all, that's it. All right, so what time is it? It's 8 o'clock. All right, we good. It's 8 o'clock. We on schedule. We gonna take another quick break. Again, if you want to keep your Valentine's Day wishes coming, you can email the show takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, or you can call in 323-870-4375. Either Michelle or LaTanya will let you through. You can make your Valentine's Day wish. Call whoever your significant other and tell them you want to make them a wish on the radio. Y'all know that could be a big thing. What's the show? What's my man? That's a Valentine's Day joint, but I don't know about him though. But he got the Keith Sweat. What's his radio show called? The Sweat Hotel. And he be taking apologies. He still can't talk. Tall in tonight with your apologies on the Sweat Hotel. Hey. Teddy Pendergrass, look, you ain't even got to say it. Teddy Pendergrass said, "Turn off." Oh, you just fall off. You had the what's them things in the basketball player with them breakaway suits? Shower.
And then when it when and then when it and then when it gets to be too much, Teddy says, "Think I better let it go." Then he started preaching. What to say now? Look like another love TKO. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What? Really? Really? That's, man, can't. My man say, looking back over the years, I guess I shared it with you. I told myself time and time. See, this body learned to play keyboard. So I can be, I'm glad I put the keyboard up there. This is why I need to learn how to play keyboard. I'll be in here. Is that a Christian song? If, look, if you married it is. If you married, you can sing. Look here. If you married, you can sing that song all day long to your significant other. Come on now. Forever Valentine by Charlie Wilson. I don't know that one. Is that? Michelle, the intern, says she gave her best, sound like one of the trash. It's this little boy named Rayshawn at the school. Is he in fourth grade now? Yeah, he in fourth grade now. Rayshawn will tell you in a minute, trash. Your shoes is trash.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I don't know the Forever Valentine song by Charlie Wilson though. I don't know if I've ever I don't know that song. Do I know that? No. I don't know that song forever. I'm gonna look that one up. I don't know that at all. Now if you go back to some old Gap Band. Now the Gap Band had didn't they do the first version of the Was that the first version of Going in Circles, or was that somebody else?
You got me going in circles.
Wasn't that them? Wasn't that Charlie Wilson? As my mom used to call him, Charlie Gap. That's Charlie Gap. Look here. Them some good songs. It's a remake of There Goes My Lady. The Valentine song? Oh, that one. Oh, yeah, I'm good. I like Charlie Wilson. Charlie can go, but okay. 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 All right. That's interesting. Karaoke night is over. What? Ooh, that's going to be, you know what? Maybe we should do that for the 6th anniversary of karaoke. Nope. I got a strong. I feel a no spirit coming. Oh God. Now, ain't nothing. Okay. That's a couple song, but just the two of us, Bill Withers. Just a few of us. We can make it if we try. Just a few of us. You and I. That's not. Nah, I'm good. That's not a mood setter. Unless you send me. Y'all just trying to make it to the end without falling down. Just a few of us. I'm trying to help y'all. Oh God. What y'all? Okay. We're gonna take a break. Y'all can keep telling me what y'all go to songs are, and then when we come back, we're gonna jump right into today's topic of conversation. How do you listen to a sermon? How do you listen to a sermon when you listen? How do you listen? Well, for the older folks. I don't think the old people was listening to those. If anybody had just the two of us on their playlist, when you was trying to. The Will Smith version?
No, not the Just a Few. No, that don't do nothing.
Just a few.
We
We can make it if we try. Yes, just to love you and I. Yes, just to love you. I'm about to die. On the air. Oh, God. Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, they did. They just it went to the killing flow. To the killing flow? What's the killing flow? I don't know what that is. Okay. Anyway, y'all can get the Bonnie and the Watch Party. Really? Really? We can make it if we try. Oh, God. Look, but it's a good song, though. I ain't hating on the song. I'm just saying it ain't like a mood setter. I was talking about mood setters. You know, mood setters. Now, if you was in your... Now, that's for y'all who are like, you know... So, see, I was born in 70, right? I am the epitome of 70, baby, because I was born in 70. I'm going to tell my producer now, you type anything ignorant in this comment section, it's going to be awful. I know it's coming. But I was born in 70, right? So I got to listen to all of my mom listened to certain music, but my Auntie Joanne is who turned me on to my Auntie Joanne was who turned me on to excuse me, all of the music that I came to know. Because she was the one who had all the records. All the records. And the album and in the words of Michael Henderson, the album, all of them, right? So she, you know, but that, yeah, you know, that was what it was. Are you in the mood? That's a song. Are you in the mood? That is a song. Are you in the mood? Are you in the mood? Okay. Wait, take a look. I see the crystal raindrops fall and beauty of it all. Oh, is that the lyrics to Just Two of Us? Let me see. Let me not sing it though. You know, I will tear it up. Now, you know what song I do like? I was wondering when somebody's going to come with the Isley Brother. How did it take this long for somebody to say Isley Brother? Cause y'all too safe? Is that what it is? Y'all didn't want to let nobody know y'all was listening to the Isley? That's a little bit too much. Y'all didn't want nobody to know that y'all was listening to the Isley. We Christians, that's why didn't nobody say Isley. Really? Really? Look, how you think the rest of you Christians got here? Y'all didn't get... Y'all didn't get here singing Jesus Will Work It Out. If you let it. Huh? Y'all didn't get here with that. I'm serious. Yeah, the Isley Brothers. What? Man, they had a... Man, look here. The Isleys had everything. Get these to the altar path. Really? Really? I can't even. Oh my God. Oh God. Anyway, all right. Let's We're going to take a break. Oh, Teddy Pendergrass did Are You In The Mood. Now, is that Teddy Pendergrass or was that Hal Melvin? Look, that old Hal Melvin. Hal. H-A-L. Hal Melvin and the Blue Notes. Come on. Look here. All right. We're going to take a break. Y'all keep coming with him, man. And when we come back, we're going to jump into... our article for the night. How do you listen to a sermon? How do you listen to a sermon? How do you listen to a sermon? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's go. All right. Let's see. You know what? We can do this right here. Give us a little bit of this.
Perseveres, being no
doer who forgets, but a doer who acts. He will be blessed in his doing. The Bible says, so the writer goes on to say, we are to be word doers, showing by our response to the preached word that we are listening by obeying it. All right, y'all, come on, let's do this, let's do this. This is what the writer says. He says, the catechism also gives wonderful answer to a question similar to this one. The Westminster Larger Catechism asks then questions as follows. Question 160. What is required of those that hear the word preached? What is required of those who hear the word preached? I like this. The answer is this. It is required of those that hear the word preached that they attend upon it with diligence, preparation, and prayer. Examine what they hear by the scriptures. Receive the truth with faith, love, meekness, and readiness of the mind as the word of God. Meditate and confer on it. Hide it in their hearts and bring forth the fruit of it in their lives. Oh, I like that, y'all. And that's from the catechism. The Catholics didn't get it all wrong. Come on now. Then he says, from the scriptures and catechisms, we can draw out four principles that show whether or not we are sincere when we hear the word. Four principles whether or not we are sincere when we hear the word. Y'all ready? All right, here we go. Number one, prepare to listen to it. Prepare to listen to it. Do you prepare to listen to the word when you go to church? Are you prepared to listen? This is what the writer says. You should make preparing for sermons a focal point of your week. God promises to be uniquely there among his people when his word is being proclaimed. As such, he is judging our attentiveness, willingness to hear, and sincerity in obeying. Oh, I like this. I like this. Then he says, we should pray in readiness and ask in hunger to be fed, like we hear in Psalm 119, 145 to 149. Can I share that? Come on. Psalm 114, look, get your Bible. This is what it says, Psalm 119, 145 to 149. He says, I cry with all my heart. Answer me, O Lord. I will observe your statutes. I cry to you, save me, and I shall keep your testimonies. I rise before dawn and cry for help. I wait for your words. My eyes anticipate the night watches that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. Revive me, O Lord, according to your ordinances. Yeah, yeah. So watch this. The writer says, the Puritans like to call the Sabbath the market day for the soul. Oh, that's good. That's good. The Puritans like to call the Sabbath the market day of the soul. One goes to the market or grocery store, in our case, to purchase and stock up on what will satisfy their family's hunger for the coming week. So as you come to worship, you should come asking God to give you what you need. Ask the Lord to use his word to give you the direction, correction, encouragement, boldness, or strength you need, and come rested to hear a sermon. Oh, that's good. This is going to help somebody, y'all. This is good. The writer goes on to say this. He says, do not stay up late on Saturday evening pursuing pleasures or working, then come to church with your heart filled with the world's concerns and wonder why you're not hearing from God. Come on now. How many times do we go to, you've seen, you've heard folks, whether you said it yourself or somebody, or you heard somebody else say, I just didn't get fed. Did you come prepared to eat is the question. You ever ate so much, and when it was time to sit down for the actual dinner you were supposed to be going to, you couldn't because you had filled yourself up with a whole bunch of other junk ahead of time? That's what the writer is saying. Prepare your heart and your mind for worship. Don't come to church on Sunday filled with all of the mess of the world. Don't come to church not prepared to eat what's being served at the table. Oh, that'll preach. That will preach. You got to come to church with a spirit of readiness to receive whatever God has in his plan for you on that day. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready, man. This is going to help somebody. I like that. Come ready to sit at the table and be fed. Don't get caught up in doing all of this work, and then you get there. Come on now, we just talked about Mary and Martha 2 weeks ago. Don't be like Martha, caught up in the kitchen, then making sure that the people being served and missed out on what Mary was getting at his feet. Huh? Ah, come on now. Y'all better get this. This is good. Y'all better get this. Y'all better catch this. Y'all better catch this. Oh my God. Y'all better catch this. You better catch this. This is what the writer says. Number two. Again, we're talking about how do you listen to a sermon? The writer says this: examine its content. Examine its content. The catechism says the preaching is to be examined by what they hear, by the scriptures. Of course, this idea is proof text in the WLC to that familiar passage in Acts 17 and 11. Speaking of the Berean church, it says, now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, for they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. What made the believers of Berea more noble-minded than the people of Thessalonica was not only they had received the word with great eagerness, but they were examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. Huh? Y'all better get this. He says, recently I spoke from this text while giving a charge at the ordination service of one of our graduates. I told the congregation that we were not producing apostles at RPTS, and if the apostolic preaching of Paul required due examination to make sure it was in harmony with the Bible, then certainly their new pastor and any minister of the gospel should have their message examined to ensure it is in accordance with the scriptures. Let me make that real plain for you. I don't know how people sit in church and get preached to and not take notes. Let me say that again. I don't know how people sit in church and get preached to and not take notes. How are you examining what's really going on? How are you examining the word that's being preached? How are you going home later and looking at what the pastor said? How are you going home and making sure that what the pastor said was in accordance to the scriptures? Where is your evidence? Come on. You right, come on, Tagabi. Where is your evidence? How can you sit
and listen to somebody preach and not take any messages? Any mess, not write down anything. Not write down anything, but you sit there in church and you shout hallelujah, but you got your phone in your hand, but are you taking notes or are you texting? Because I understand people use their phones for highlighting and all that stuff and doing all those things, but you know it's like wow. It's like what are we really doing? In church, we just sitting and listening. We not examining, and then we wonder why so many folks is messed up. Because we're not taking ownership. We're not taking ownership. We should be taking ownership. We owe God so much more than the half little effort that we put in. Woo! That'll help somebody. We owe him so much more than the little half effort that we put in. We should be really doing better than that. Absolutely should be doing better than that. Let's keep it going. Number three says, receive it with faith. Receive it with faith. Receive it
with faith. That's what number three says. Receive it with faith. It says listening to God's word and receiving it in faith is hard work on three fronts. Let me read that again. Listening truly to God's word and receiving it in faith is hard work on three fronts. First of all, listening is difficult for people anyway. That's why later in his letter, James reminds us that we are to be slow to speak and quick to hear. Even when listening to the sermonic monologue in our minds, we can talk to ourselves by protesting or criticizing what we are hearing and fail to listen well. We can also grow sleepy and let our minds wander and be distracted by anything from a sneeze in the sanctuary to the business of the following week. Huh? Come on now. The writer says, also, what we must listen to in a sermon is hard to hear, or at least it should be. Come on now. As Paul urged Timothy to preach the word in his second epistle, he gave synonyms for preaching. He says, reprove, rebuke, and exhort. As sinners, we do not like to be confronted or corrected, yet that is exactly what preaching is to do. Ah, my God. Oh, my God. He says, finally, thinking God's thoughts after him is no easy task for a mere finite mortal. Yeah, Isaiah 55 and 10 and 11. Jesus and the apostles did not always give milk. They expected their hearers to think and to think long and hard so they would grow into maturity and be able to eat meat of the word. We need the Spirit's help to that end. Come on. So when we come to church to worship and hear the word, we must think and receive the word of God by listening to Jesus. For Jesus and by the power of Jesus, to do so takes faith in Christ. Can I read that again? So when we come to church to worship and hear the word, we must think and receive the word of God by listening to Jesus, for Jesus, and by the power of Jesus. Come on, somebody. And the writer says, to do so takes faith in Christ. Woo! We got 1 minute left, y'all, and I'm gonna hit it. Last one. It says, practice it with action. Practice it with action. Come on, y'all, stay with me. Practice it with action. The writer says this in the catechism. Says above that we are to bring forth the fruit of the word in our lives. The Westminster Directory of Public Worship says similarly that believers are to practice in their lives, taking about and discussing the sermon with others afterward, with a focus on how to practice it is a wonderful way to encourage obedience. How many of you all, after y'all sat in church, leave church and talk about the sermon? And I'm not talking about even if it's in a negative way. How many of you all leave church on Sunday and talk about the sermon with people that were in church with you? Or how many of you all leave church and go home and tell the folk that you left at home about the sermon that you heard today? How many of us do that? But I promise you, if we go see a movie that we like, we go tell somebody about it. Watch this. If we go see a movie and didn't like it, we tell somebody about it. If we go to a restaurant that we love, we tell somebody about it. If we go to a restaurant and we thought it was going to be all that and it turned out to be trash, we tell somebody. But we can't share the word. We seriously can't share the word of God? Really? Is that what we're doing now? Think about that. The writer goes on to say this. He says, learning how to obey God's word in a regular fashion may be uncomfortable at first, like a beginning violin player. Trying to talk about a sermon may seem to be awkward and squeaky. You may feel like you're trying to be more spiritual than others, or you're not sure what you're saying is accurate. But just practice. Ponder with others the things that you heard. Isolate some key truths and applications you need to make. Find the ways to encourage one another through the week to follow God's word. That's it. That's why every sermon ought to have application.
And you ought to be able to tell, watch this, even if the person preaching doesn't say, here is the application, because you're not always going to get the preacher to say, here is the application, but you should be able to find out what the application of the sermon was. How do I apply it to my everyday life? To God be the glory. Of Princess, she said, baby, I talk about it all over Facebook and in our GroupMe text. I ain't mad about it. Come on now. Come on now. See, that look here. That's what you call spreading the word, to God be the glory, and not spreading gospel. Come on, huh? Help me. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. It's so easy to spread negativity. It's so easy to spread negativity. It's so easy to spread negativity, but we hesitate when it comes to spreading the gospel, the good news. It is good news. The writer closes out with this, you all. He says these words. He says, for remember, the sermon is not over when the preacher says amen. Its fitting conclusion is the message bearing fruit in your and other hearers' lives. Amen. Amen. The sermon is not over when the preacher says amen. It's not over until it starts to bear fruit in your life and the other people who sat there and listened to it. When I preached last week Sunday, I talked about can you worship God in the wilderness? That was my sermon title. And the title had the application all in it. What happens? The purpose of worshiping in the wilderness is, well, when you learn how to worship him when you worship him in the sanctuary, it's easy to worship him in the wilderness. That was the application there. If I practice it here, when the trial comes, I'm good. Huh? When I practice it here, when the trial comes, I'm good. Because I remember he was good to me in the sanctuary. Come on now. So if I can worship him when it's all good, I've trained myself to be able to worship him, come on now, in the wilderness. That's what number four was saying. Practice it with action. How many of you all are putting what you hear, the words you hear, into action? I find it amazing that people who call themselves Christians can speak so much negativity into other people's lives. How can you say you love somebody and turn around and speak negativity into their life? Even if you don't agree with them, you don't speak negativity into their life. I'm going to help somebody today. How rude is that? How selfish is that? To speak negativity, you're supposed to be practicing love. And see, maybe if we start off with the love of Christ, all these other versions of love would work out. I'm going to leave that alone. My God, I'm trying to help somebody. Real quick, before we get off the air, I want to celebrate. I just saw her pop on. That's what made me say it. Sister Anita. Had successful hip surgery on Wednesday. She had successful hip surgery on Wednesday. To God be the glory. Y'all go ahead and lift up y'all hands and give her a praise. Give God some praise for bringing her through that. She had successful hip surgery on Wednesday on the right hip, and they got her. You know, when you have hip surgery, they get you up the same day and have you walking, because they want you to start working that muscle. So we want to celebrate Sister Anita for coming out of that, and she's now doing the rehabilitation, and I'm sure I will see her with a quick step real soon. And then I know she got to go, I think in about 3 months after that, she's going to get the left hip done. My God. We're going to call you the bionic lady, huh? Come on now. Come on. My God. Look, y'all. That's it. That's it. That's it for tonight.
I hope, look, I hope you all have a great time. If you're going to any of these events this weekend, this all-star stuff, please be careful. Please be careful, because it's going to be, we got a lot of visitors in the city. So I'm going to ask you all to be patient with your driving. If you're going out tonight with your significant other, or please be safe. Please be safe drinking and doing all this stuff. I'm not telling y'all not to drink and to celebrate, but please be safe while you're out tonight. I'm just gonna pray that y'all be careful in your goings and your comings on tonight. What's up? And happy Valentine's Day to you, Anita and Dr. Thomas. I just saw y'all come on, and Karen Miles. God, happy Valentine's Day to y'all too. Let's pray out, y'all. We gonna get out of here. Father God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for who you are, Lord God. We just love you for who you are, God. God, we thank you, God, for even giving us the spirit of true love, God. We thank you for what you do, God. We thank you for the true love that you show us, God. Not speaking negatively, God, but loving us from a pure place. God, you told us, how can you say you love me that you don't see, but hate your brother that you see every day? So, God, we want to just lift up people today, God, those who are going through even today, God. Valentine's Day may be difficult for some. It may be hard for some, God. We want to lift those up for some, God. Some don't have their significant others anymore in their lives. They've gone on to be with glory. And it may be the first Valentine's Day for them, God. So we want to lift them up right now, God. We want to lift those up, God, who may be going through depression or sadness right now, maybe crying or sitting at home lonely or going through some things right now, God. But you hold them in your loving arms and care, and we want to lift them up to you right now, God, in Jesus' name. God, for those who are going out tonight, God, those who are driving and working still, God, we want to pray that you would keep your loving arms of protection around them, God. And then, God, we know that you can do it anytime, God, but we ask that you would just, even those that are out, God, to do dirt on tonight, even those who are going to be out looking to harm others, God, we ask that you would keep them where they are, God, that you would stop them where they are, God, and even show them some love, God, that would distract them from whatever they were going to do on tonight. Lord God, we just love you on today, God. We love you on today, and we bless your name. Now, as we leave this place, God, but never your presence, we ask for traveling mercy and grace for all those listening to this airway, all those listening to this broadcast, all those watching this broadcast. God, we just pray your health. We pray health, strength, and prosperity to all of them. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all, look, I got to go. Because it's busy, huh? That's all y'all get to hear. It's busy. I got to go, but look, y'all, it has been a great time. I hope you all enjoy your weekend. Again, all-star weekends this weekend. If your cousin is outside and you know your cousins do dirt, send your cousin a text and tell your cousin go in the house and don't do nothing stupid, huh? In the meantime, we finna get up out of here. If I got to drive through these special streets we call Chicago, let me do this one more time. Y'all do this. Keep your head, my brother and sister, on a swivel. Peace out. With your head.